to me. WSRadio.com.
Accomplishment Coaching is proud to present the following fine programming. Accomplishment Coaching, where coaches lead and leaders coach. AccomplishmentCoaching.com.
Welcome back to The Coaching Show with your host, Master Certified Coach Christopher McCullough.
And in the shameless plug section, we should point out that we have a Coaching Show and a Coaching Show Network Facebook page. And if you'd like to find out more or get updates from us or advance notice of upcoming guests, please check those out. You can also reach us anytime by sending an email to producer@thecoachingshow.com, thecoachingshow.com. You can also find us on the web at thecoachingshow.com and right here at WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk and wherever fine podcasts are available. All right, we're joined in studio today by the fabulous Clarice Connolly. She's a coach that empowers women and supports them in finding their true self-love. You can find out more about her and her work by going to heartandsoul.com. Coach. That's heartandsoul.coach. We're also delighted to be joined by, just back from her triumphant tour of the United States, Zoe McKee. She's a coach who specializes in coach communication coaching and interpersonal skills coaching, all the way from Romania. We're delighted to have you at our microphone today. And I know just before the break, we were talking about everything from confidence and communication and listening skills. What have you got for Ms. Zoe, Clarice?
Yeah, I was really curious, as you were mentioning, about the difference in working with millennials. I don't know. Could you explain a little bit more how you've encountered that and the differences?
Sure. Actually, you know, you might find it interesting, but I think that with more mature people, let's say so, it's easier to work than with youngsters because as far as my experience stretches, when somebody above a certain age decides that something's wrong with their lives and they want to improve it and they apply for a coach who is clearly younger than them, because let's face it, in my pictures, it's obvious that I'm like not 50 plus.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. Did I touch some strings there?
I think you
there?
Stepped on my toe there. Go right ahead.
I'm so sorry about that. But I just was about to praise that 50 plus generation, because I feel that they are much more willing and open to learn something which they admit that they might have missed during a certain period, or just the world has changed and speeded up a little bit. And if somebody at that age is searching out for somebody my age, for example, then it's with a purpose. And it's much more easy to work with those people because they have a straight goal and they accepted that I'm younger and they are willing to improve what I might know and they might not know. And it's a very, very empowering feeling, and it's a very deep bond of trust which we can develop. Whereas sometimes young people who are the same age as I am are skeptical. Would it work? Would it not work? They still don't have that very clear path they want to go. They don't know very clearly what the problem is. So sometimes it's much more challenging to work with people at my age than with more seniors.
Got it. And the one piece that you'd mentioned after reading your bio is that there's this, most people have this feeling of unworthiness. And so you say that you have your way out of, know how to fix it. What would you say is your way out of feeling unworthy?
Well, the simplest way is to get some internal validations of worthiness. So it's very, very challenging and long path to overcome this sense of unworthiness, but somehow it starts with a decision. And this decision is maybe the hardest step to make, that you just decide more rationally than emotionally that you want to stop that. You ask yourself the questions, is it really true that I'm this unworthy, that I'm the worst person of all? Is really a true statement, and then just think about it rationally. So I think that the sense of unworthiness is not something which we can overcome by emotions, because it's a very powerful negative emotion. And first things first, some rational statements have to be there, and first our brain has to accept it, and then our heart will open up gradually towards it. A sense of unworthiness can be rooted in different fields, different insecurities, like feeling unworthy for a relationship, unworthy for a promotion, unworthy for different aspects. I think that it's a very broad question to just give one simple answer for it, but mm-hmm. I think if one answer would be correct, it would be that it's more of a mental, like rational process, first step, and then an emotional one.
That's interesting. It's sort of backwards from what I would think is first to deal with the emotion, but you deal with the rational first.
So, I think so.
Zoe, what is the... I know that you've written a book, as I said before the break, about fearlessness and seizing success. And I heard in your speaking in our first segment a lot about people's fear, whether it's fear of judgment from outside or sort of getting past our own internal fears. What's your current relationship to fear, and what do you have to give our listeners today about fear? If you could sort of wave your magic wand and give people a new relationship or a new way to overcome fear, what would it be?
To just jump in. You know, I just had a podcast last week, and it was the question about my greatest fear. And my greatest fear, honestly, is to just speak with you guys or speak with them or just speak English publicly. I mean, this publicly, that is accessible for all the world, technically, who just goes to your page. And previously, I was always very hesitant whether or not to accept invitations, because I was scared that will I be okay in the moment with my English, since it's not my first language, you know. And just from my own experience, I can tell that it's a decision fatigue to put the pros and cons, whether or not I want to do this or not. I think that if you know already that you don't want to do it, then say no. But if there is a chance, or you are feeling intrigued a little bit that you would like to do it, but still the fear is holding you back, but you are hesitant, then say yes and get rid of the decision whether or not you will do it or not. Say yes, you will do it. And then the next decision you have to make, how to make your best out of that situation. So it's not anymore about whether or not doing it, but how to doing it in your best way. So whenever you have a feeling that you are not sure what you want to do, but if you're already feeling more negatively that you don't want to do it, then don't. But if it's like a yes or a maybe, then you should do it. You should try it and give your best shot. And what is the worst case scenario can happen? That it won't be good. That it won't, like, it's probably not going to be hellfire on the earth and nothing will collapse and the sun will rise in the east. So you just get an experience, worst case scenario, but still you would be sorry that you did it, then you would be sorry that you didn't even try it. So I think it's always a better approach. And fear is just a sensation. It's just a mental, it's our amygdala sending out messages on our brains.
That's right, a little lizard brain running the show. All right, well, our time has flown by. We're in our last minute or so of our time together. I want to give you a chance, an opportunity to say something to 25,000 or so coaches in English, if you don't mind. What would you have us know? What would you like us to remember today?
Well, I think that coaching is one of the best professions you can have. For coaches, it's so simple to start this business. I mean, it has no investments. You just have to be able to sell yourself in the first place, and then you have to improve yourself as much as possible to be a good listener, to be a good at asking questions, and the rest will just come instantly. So at first time, you will get your good feedbacks from your clients. They will get success through your help. Then you will feel also successful, and it will give you a lot.
Well, thank you very much, Zoe McKee. You can find out more by going to Zoe McKee, ZoeMckey.com, and find out about her books, her coaching, and her life. Well, Clarice, that's another edition of The Coaching Show behind us. Next week will be our final, our ultimate show for the year 2016. Will you be with us?
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, we'll be here and ready to talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Do you love wine, but it doesn't love you back in the morning? Then it's time to try Alkotox, the ultimate hangover cure. Alkotox is a dietary supplement that reduces the harmful side effects of alcohol, and it benefits all alcohol consumers, not just those who occasionally overindulge. So now, for less than the cost of a drink, you can wake up hangover-free. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com and let Alkotox make hangovers a thing of the past.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children.
After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry.
I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com and the Wine and Dine Show on VinVillage Radio. Do you have a wine, event, product, or service to promote? Then contact VinVillage.com to reach thousands of wine lovers across the country. VinVillage connects like-minded wine enthusiasts with unique and exclusive wines, events, products, and services. To learn more, contact us on VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.